Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
And Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday in a week that seems like it's already overstayed its welcome. Good morning and thank you very much for listening. This Look at the Trash is brought to you by Keith Urban. We're doing a big thing here with Keith Urban at the Alice. We want to kick off 2021 with Keith Urban. Forget everything else. Keith Urban is where it's at. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest and sign up for your chance at a private stream performance on January 9th, plus a virtual meet and greet with Keith. Enter before tomorrow, January 8th. We've already talked a lot about what happened at the nation's capital yesterday, and Doug Sovereign from KCBS is going to join us at 7:30, and we'll be talking with him about it, and see what's developed this morning and overnight. But that's coming up in the news at 7:30. Right now, we're going to start with a giant uncontrollable penis. That is right. I'm saying it because this is a children's show in Denmark, and I watched the trailer for it and went, that actually looks like it might be good for children. What? Which, you know, I'm out on a limb here. We worry about what our kids see. I mean, you guys are even the dumb guy, Blippi, you know?
Dumb guy.
Like, there's great children's programming, and there's terrible.
I was about to be offended, by the way.
By Blip. Oh, the dumb guy? Blippi?
You just call me a dumb guy?
No.
Oh, Blippi, right. Yeah, yes, he's dumb. Blippi. Of course, yes.
So, but, you know, it's the truth. Like, there is some quality children's programming in the world, and you just have to hope your kids gravitate toward that, because there's some terrible stuff out there too, just dumb movies and dumb people who are influencing your life. Like, my kids used to love Barney. I hated Barney and the dumb songs and I just couldn't stand Barney. I don't even know if Barney's still on, but that's what they want to watch, and so you let them. So, you know, at least be glad you don't live in Denmark, where there is a show called John Dillermand, and it's about a guy named John Dillermand. Diller is apparently a word in Denmark. That's what they call your wiener, is a diller, apparently. So as I read this story, I'm like, oh, you gotta be, what the hell? And then I watched the thing, and I'll just read you the story, and then you can make your own decisions on this. It's about a guy named John Dillermand. He's got an insanely long, it's as long as he needs it to be, and it's often uncontrollable wiener. When he can control it, he uses it for cool things like taming lions. He can actually whirl it in the air so that he's flying.
For the record, they're a lot harder to control than you think. You don't know.
Well, this one seems out of control. I mean, he's
a lot
flying
of effort
with it. He bounces on the ground like Tigger. You know how Tigger gets around? By bouncing on his tail. This guy uses his wiener.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard this, or I kind of had I'd seen a headline about it and didn't click on it. I'm now looking at the visual, and it's got clothing on.
Oh, yes. It's not uncovered. So he's wearing some kind of incredibly stretchy jumper. It's like a red and white striped. It's clothed, but it is what it is. You can't.
And he's also it's Waldo colored.
It is, yes.
Red and white striped. His little jumper outfit.
You don't have to wonder where it is, though. There it is, all the time in the show. There's backlash, as you might imagine. But there's a psychologist who's saying, oh, it's all good. His quote is, oh, and Vinny, here's a scene from the show if you want to.
Sure.
And by the way, it's a foreign language, the song. So they have the subtitles up for you. He has the world's longest pee-pee. There's almost nothing he can't do with it. There's all kinds of various lyrics.
Oh, so it's always John in action. It doesn't need to be raised by
snake
charmer.
It's always look at
so
him. He's flying. He's bouncing. He's and by the name. So John Dealerman. Oops. He's attached by it to balloons. His name is John Peepee. That's his name. Like when you translate it into English, Dillerman translates apparently to Peepee. That's what they've got in all the lyrics. So there's this psychologist who says, John Dillerman talks to children, shares their way of thinking. Children do find genitals to be funny. The show depicts a man who's impulsive and not always in control, who makes mistakes like kids do, but crucially, John Peepee always makes it right. He takes responsibility for his actions. So, you know, then I thought to myself, well, you're a mom, Sarah. So I've heard. What would you let your kids watch this? And then I thought to myself, well, I let them watch South Park and what's the family one?
Family Guy's
horrible.
And Team
and
America.
So Team America, they've seen that. Like, maybe I would let them watch it.
Game of Thrones.
Mean, it would show them that you got to be in control of that thing. You know, I've tried to talk to my boys about what their responsibilities are with that, you know.
Not addressing that as a sexual item on the show.
Okay. It's just a useful tool that this guy's able to
As a parent of use. Two little girls, I have absolutely had, it seems to happen. I don't know that like the youngest one is now coming into that place where if I don't shut the bathroom door, she walks in, comes around the toilet and watches me number one with total fascination.
Like old sister, like, younger sister. Didn't your eldest do that as well?
All the time. And it's taught me to shut the door, yep. But we're now back at that. I've been lulled into a sense of security. I'd forgotten to
all that interested in it at your house and
right.
Until now.
And then we're back to that now. So that's happening. But yes, there's interest in its function and why it's different than, you know, a woman area.
Right.
But I don't think I'd watch this.
Well, I might watch it just for laughs. It looks like it's claymation. Is that right?
Yeah.
Does
yeah.
It look that way? Yeah.
It's, So anyway, if you live in Denmark, then perhaps you're familiar with this show, John Dillerman, and his giant uncontrollable wiener. I just thought, look, that's about as far from everything that's happening here as we can get. And I will enjoy talking about that.
I'll post that to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. Oh, please do. Yes, that'd be great. There's nothing wrong with that. It's fully closed. Kids watch it in Denmark. Mm-hmm. I think our listeners can handle it. On the television tonight, there is going to be a Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. I guess they're going to do a whole series. So this is at 8 o'clock. This is prime time on ABC, not your regular Wheel of Fortune that airs with Jeopardy in the 7 o'clock hour. They have a huge, long list of the celebrities who are participating. And here are the ones that I actually thought, I'm like, okay, I know that name. Drew Carey is going to be on it. And why wouldn't he? He's a game show host himself.
Mm-hmm.
And a star. Rachel Lee Cook, Jenny Garth from 90210, Chris Harrison from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Terry Hatcher's going to do it. Tony Hawk's going to do it. Kevin Nealon, Patton Oswalt, Paul Rubens, that's Pee Wee Herman, Alfonso Ribeiro, Rob Riggle, Sherry Shepherd, and many more. So
cool.
If you're, if you like, I like Wheel of Fortune. It is fun to try to solve the puzzle at home, you know. That 7 to 8 o'clock hour is just dominated by Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, has been forever. Then also tonight, in case you haven't had enough of Blac Chyna, And God knows I haven't.
Where's she? What?
So we just switch stories.
Yeah, this is another thing that's on TV tonight. This is the story is things that you can... Fun things on TV tonight.
All right.
The series premiere of The Real Blac Chyna. It's on the Zeus Network. What the fuck? Why are there all these new networks? Is there anything else on Zeus Network I should know about? The Real Blac Chyna, 10 o'clock tonight on the Zeus Network.
There's a bunch of stuff I never heard of on the Zeus Network.
Oh, yeah? Like what? What do we got on the Zeus Network?
Well, The Real Blac Chyna is one of them. Dr. Blackson. One Mo Chance.
Oh.
M-O, One Mo Chance.
Sure, one mo.
The Conversation. I'm not sure who any of these
Is that like The Talk and The View?
Oh, Jocelyn's Cabaret Auditions. Looks like Nicole Scherzinger is on that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got some star power there. Anyway, there's a show.
$4 a month.
$4 a month. You know, this is
Did you guys go and consolidate all your Apple stuff yesterday?
I told John about it. He's all excited.
Yesterday?
I did.
Oh, you did do it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because I was like,
are you using the news service this morning to like find stories and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think it's called Apple One. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. So that's the thing that I was telling you guys about yesterday. Okay.
All right. Hold on. I'll text that to John.
It just made more sense because the storage, the music, and the Apple TV, and it just made more sense just to bundle it all up instead of me paying. Why am I paying separately?
Like, right.
And more.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, Vinny, for the tip.
Yeah. It was the missus that found it, but I was happy to share it with you guys. It's not a commercial for them. We didn't get paid by them, but if you're paying for that, take a look at their bundle because it'll save you some money. And why wouldn't you?
So let me ask you, are there other streaming services besides Apple TV that are included in that? Because there are so many, every time I'm like, oh, that looks like a good show. And then I click on it and they're like, you know, buy the season for $7.99 or subscribe to, you know, BritBox for $4.99.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't watch a lot of Apple TV, but I have it just to have it.
Right.
Because I watch Dickinson. You know, it's with Hailee Steinfeld. And it's about the poet Emily Dickinson. And it's all, their whole dialogue is in... like how we talk nowadays, not like the old, like not Bridgerton style. So Wiz Khalifa's in it.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's on Apple TV, so.
And it's called Dickinson.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right. That sounds like crochet TV to me right there.
Yeah.
I like a lot of the crap you like. We like some solid crap together.
Yeah, we do.
I'm getting to the point where I'm already subscribed to, I got to have at least six of these stream things, and they've got to figure out a way. I can't, just because I want to watch one show, I can't be paying you $4.99 a month in perpetuity now.
I don't want to villainize because I don't know what the deal is. I do know with music, these streaming sites have really undercut the artists, and the record companies seem to be in because all the music's on these streaming sites. I don't know how it went for this Apple News, but you have access to a lot of magazines that I'm sure they'd rather you be a subscriber to.
Right.
But I also think, you know, when Apple comes around and says, listen, we're doing this and you want to be in.
In or out.
I think like, and we're only going to pay you a lot less than you normally make.
You can be a penny.
But you need to be in. Mm. And I think it works. I think the strong arm
that's why monopolies are monopolies. They take over and they force little guys to conform.
But I immediately was like, oh my God, I have Motor Trend. I can look up what the cool cars are this year. I have Consumer Reports. I can check things that I'm going to purchase there before. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, much like the streaming, when I click a link somewhere and I go to you go to a source and it's like this, you've already used your three free stories or you know, here's how you sign up for this. And then I just feel like, well, I need to read that. I need to see that. It sounds like an option. So what do you do when you go through just one portal to get all your news stories, or how do you?
Well, no, I still have access to Google News and other things I want to look at, and I'm still on Pocket, which is a place where I stash a million stories. But for the news, yes, you open the news app, and you've on one spot you've got today's news, and then in another spot you're following what you've chosen to follow. For example, I'm following Surfer Magazine, Sports Illustrated, San Francisco Chronicle, The Sacramento Bee, Runner's World, Rolling Stone, New Yorker, New York Magazine, and on. And the Wall Street Journal.
So you get articles from them.
And so I just click directly on them and I have all their articles.
Ah, nice. So you just have to, but you have to log on to that specifically.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're just logged in to the through the news portal.
I see. All right. So anyway, that's what's on TV tonight.
Black China on Zeus. Got it.
Dexter, what did you think of the series finale?
It stunk. The whole last season stunk. I hated it.
What would you say if I told you there was going to be a 10-episode Dexter limited series that is tentatively planned for this fall?
I would say, I hope they do a better job. They did a worse job than the people on Game of Thrones with their finale. It's terrible.
The last season
stunk.
They are saying, Michael C. Hall actually is suggesting that this is going to improve upon the unsatisfying finale. He actually says, what the hell happened? He also did not love the finale of his own show. And they're just crushing that final season in this particular story. They are saying Michael C.
Hall. Because it's terrible.
Yeah. Well, that's all I've ever heard about it. Which makes me not want to commit to the show. I've started that show several times. I almost feel like you've said seasons three and four are the ones.
Well, seasons one through four are all good. They're enjoyable. It's really good TV. And as I said when I was actually watching it on the air, that you are rooting for a serial killer. You find yourself, that's good acting and good writing, is when you find yourself going, run, Dexter, run!
You don't want to get caught for your serial killing?
It's just really well done and fun, but it's outrageous. It's not something that, it exists in its own ridiculous world, for sure. Outside of it, you'd go, no.
He said, let's be real. People found the way the show left things pretty unsatisfying, and there's always been a hope that the story would emerge that would be worth telling. I include myself in the group of people that wondered what the hell happened to that guy. So I'm excited to step back into it. I've never had the experience of playing a character this many years later. So he is basically saying, we're hoping to fix things. And it looks like, so it'll be a limited series. It'll just be a one-off, 10 episodes, tentatively planned for this coming fall 2021.
Cool.
So there you go. You may get some satisfaction after all. I really thought as Jeff Bezos became more and more rich and richer and richer and richer, he wouldn't be in this danger if he hadn't divorced that wife, if him and his wife hadn't divorced, because he would have whatever her $60 billion to add on top. Elon Musk is on track to become the richest person in the world.
Right.
He is now only trailing Jeff Bezos by $3 billion.
Only $3 billion.
He can make that overnight.
Sure.
He certainly
could make that today. It looks like Elon Musk is now personally worth $184.5 billion. And actually, yesterday, the stock price jumped 4.9%. So, congratulations. It's wonderful. I'm sure you'll do many, many good things with that money, right? Yay, Tesla.
Well, I'm sure I have probably a dozen stories about it around here, but man, the amount of things people've ordered during this pandemic to see Amazon go even bigger because of the troubles we're in, it just sucks. You're kidding me.
Well, I find it so surprising that anyone could even be close to Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And to Jeff Bezos in net worth. Like, we really are completely relying on him.
Right.
So it's very strange to see that Tesla is worth so much. I think
it's not just Tesla. He's SpaceX. He's the Boring Company. He started with PayPal, which I wouldn't doubt he still somehow
benefits from.
Invested in, right? And then what was it? Solar City is his other thing. So he's got a lot. He's more diversified, although Amazon is all diversified. So there's another example of just being in all of it.
It's basically everything. Amazon, everything. And I'll leave you with this. As this is the final week of Alex Trebek's shows for Jeopardy, these are the final episodes that he ever filmed. It'll be Ken Jennings afterward. I'm not sure how many episodes he cut, but he's the first guest host. And Katie Couric will be the next guest host.
That's
so
great.
I don't know that she's thrown her hat in the ring for the permanent gig, but
Why wouldn't she? What else is she doing?
I can't think. She has a whole Yahoo News thing,
right?
And interview shows. And I mean, to me, it seems like just having someone write questions and you being a charming host would be a great gig. So, right. There's no reason why she wouldn't. And maybe people will just love her. So she's going to be, I think she's doing at least a week of episodes, and those will be coming up right after Ken Jennings.
I'm sure she's making bank.
I'm sure.
In her deal with Yahoo, but she's virtually invisible.
Mm.
I don't see her. Do you?
I do. I see some stuff from her. She does a lot of like women's issues stuff. And so it gets
on
like,
Yahoo.
Yes, on that. And I see her on different platforms.
Okay. I don't see her at all.
Yeah. So, but not like you used to see her, for sure. I mean, this would absolutely be an incredibly high profile, possibly really long term gig for her. So I don't know. But it would involve stepping away from news, more or less. So maybe that's not what she wants to do. She's probably not hurting for money, you know?
No, I'm sure Yahoo's paying her bank.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Doug from KCBS will be on to explain the events of yesterday after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.